The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 15 September 2021. And if this is Wednesday, and this is the first hour, it's Roger Landry time.
And you know what? I don't know why you've never been accused of cruel and unusual punishment, but yes, I am here every Wednesday on the first hour, and thank you.
Well, that's the first time I've ever had somebody that I've been beating thank me for it.
So, beating? Okay,
well,
I got it.
You know, what can I say? Hey, look, I want to get around to General, he's not General Miley, that's not Smiley anymore. We'll get around to that. But in the Newsom recall out in California, Jim Hoft, he is the head honcho over at Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit, by the way, I've said this on air before, the accuracy of their information is outstanding. And I have no problem promoting Gateway Pundit. He did a story last night on CNN. 351,000 yes votes to recall Governor Newsom on television while CNN is broadcasting. You could watch 351,000 votes be subtracted from the yes column into the no column right in front of God and all his people.
That actually happened several times during the presidential election as well.
Yes, it did. And all of America was sitting there watching it.
Yep.
And what really pissed off Fox viewers was that they called the election for Arizona before the polls were even closed. And keeping in mind, of course, you know, a little trick that the Democrats played with, oh, mail-in ballots, and oh, let's give people more time. My God, I don't want to rehash the Trump vote was stolen, because it was. We know that it was.
What about the crack addict that was arrested, and in his trunk they found how many thousand mail-in ballots for the special election that happened yesterday?
Well, what about the FBI, the lead FBI agent on the plot to kill Governor Whitmer in Michigan, turned out to be a swinger, wife-beating guy that the FBI just had to fire? You know, this is an indication of the personnel and the standard of which they have for the FBI. This guy damn near beat his wife to death because she didn't like the swinger party. When they got home, they were arguing. He jumped on top of her in bed and started beating her head on the nightstand. She grabbed his beard. He didn't let go. He grabbed her throat, was trying to choke her to death, and she gave him the old heave-ho in the manly area down there. And that's what finally got him off. But, you know, this...
I got to tell you something. He's a hell of a pervert if it took a knee to the groin to finally get him off. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I appreciated that. By the way, you and I will not be talking next Wednesday.
No.
No?
Well, we had a discussion.
Oh, well, okay, but the audience doesn't know.
Okay, all right. Jeez. I was just agreeing with you, that's all. I knew you'd continue.
All right, well, at any rate, I am going to take a week or two off. Why? Because I feel myself losing my self-control. You're going to love this one. I was down at a cleaner's, and I pulled up. There's two cars outside. One guy is inside, taking care of his business. Lady's standing outside. I grab my shirt bag, and I'm walking into the cleaner's, and she's standing there looking at me. And I said, I see you standing there. I said, I'm not jumping ahead in line. I said, why are you standing out there? Well, I don't have a mask. And I said, well, look around you. Nobody standing in here has a mask on either. Well, that's fine. My grandmother died of COVID-19. And I looked at her, and I said, did she really? I said, or was it a comorbidity? And then things started to heat up. She got really insulted, stood there and called me a D-head. And why am I listening to you, old man? This set me right over the edge. Most people that know me and know me well and have seen me get angry, I don't get angry like most people do. Most people get red-faced and they start screaming. And no, what happens to me is I internalize that and I start to shake. And if I'm really pissed off, my eyes will start to water. I was at that point with this woman, and I thought, you know what? I recognize I've reached my limit, and I need to decompress. So I'm gonna take about a week off here. Starting sometime next week, I don't even know. But I've been sitting here watching patrons of this network, host on this network, people that I've known over the years. Seems to me like they're dropping like flies. And I've not stepped foot in Michigan in over, God, 24 years, 23, 24 years, something like, I don't know. It's been that long. And the one thing, they say that in life it's not what you've done you regret, it's what you haven't done. And I want to see some relatives before another 23 years pass, because I know they ain't going to make it. So, having said that, I felt much better just making that decision, but recognizing I am real close to my cork being pulled out of my bottle.
Well, I got to tell you something, relatively speaking. Yes. If you put all of this into a knapsack and you shake it up real good and you dump it out, what are you looking at? John, you and I have been going over this, and I understand the point of your frustration right now. I really do, because you know as well as I do, from the time I wake up at 5:30 in the morning till the time I go to bed about 10:30, 11:30 at night, I am working. I am studying. I am reading. I am watching videos. I'm internalizing all of this, but I have an advantage that most people don't have. I don't have the distractions. So I can step back and look and see the interconnectivity of all of these things. I can see the treason being committed by our government. I can see doctors who the first part of the rope is do no harm, but are intentionally going along with something that's not only making them a lot of money, but it's causing a lot of unnecessary death. I also can step back and look at the fact that farmers are being pressured to literally sell their crops or literally to plow them under. There is an intentional food drought on its way. It's already pre-planned. It's already in the make. I can step back and look at a monetary system that has been intentionally so overtaxed that it's about to not implode, explode. And when the U.S. dollar explodes, it's going to wreak havoc across the entire planet in a major fashion. That's going to make something like, I don't know, the Great Depression look not so great anymore. This is what we're at right now. Do I understand your frustration level? Yeah, I do. And when you have a government we elected, supposedly, to put in office to protect us, to cover us, to make sure this stuff doesn't happen to us, and we find out they're the architects of it and the perpetrators of it. I did start this rant off with the word treason, and I'll leave it off with the word treason.
I am simply amazed. The story, you have this posted on your site as well, about General Miley and what this man has done.
Oh God.
I gotta tell you something. I've seen some stuff, but I've never seen things like this within the military. I am absolutely positively shocked.
Okay. You're shocked. And again, you know more than most people. So the level of shock you represent is a whole lot deeper than most people, because they have shallow knowledge, they have shallow shock. Imagine somebody who spent, and you and I discussed this before the show, 30 years working for the military or the military industrial complex, and the entire time believing that we were doing everything we could to not only protect this country, but to ensure that nothing from within or from without could bring this country to its knees. And now we hear about the guy who's in charge of the military calling his counterpart in China, who is an active enemy of the United States military. A vast majority of the military planning in this country is to do what? It's to negate the power of the Chinese military. There's no other power on this planet that we're worried about at all. And we have our head general calling their head general, who just happens to be General Li, yes, L-I, and saying, you know, I think I got a crazy guy here, so don't worry about anything.
You're jumping the ship on me. You are halfway caught. Let me do the story. And when you find out, folks, who the players are behind this Washington, D.C. psychodrama, it's going to make you go, because the last time the guy was involved in anything like this, it had to do with Watergate, missing minutes of Nixon's tapes, library tapes, and, well, we saw what happened after that. Yes, I'm talking about Bob Woodward. In the final days of Donald Trump's presidency, General Mark Miley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, initiated a coup against him by subverting, him being Donald Trump, by subverting the military chain of command. He did so under orders from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He also colluded with the Chinese, and you thought Miley's mishandling of Afghanistan was a disaster. This is outright treason. Bob Woodward and the Washington Post reporter Robert Costa have a new book out called Peril that drops a nuke bomb on Trump's final days in office. A few days after January 6th, the supposed insurrection, which it wasn't, I was there, folks, I witnessed. Nancy Pelosi called General Miley to demand that Trump's ability to launch nuclear weapons be removed. Woodward and Costa have the transcripts from that call. What I'm saying to you is that they couldn't even stop him from assault on the Capitol. Who even knows what else he may do? And is there anybody in charge at the White House who was doing anything but kissing his fat butt all over this? You know he's crazy. He has been crazy for a long time. That was Nancy Pelosi to General Miley. Here's his response. Madam Speaker, I agree with you on everything. And with that, Miley went about usurping Trump's constitutional power. According to CNN, holy mackerel, they must need viewers. In response, Miley took an extraordinary action and called a secret meeting in his Pentagon office on January 8th to review the process for military action, including launching nuclear weapons. Speaking to senior military officials in charge of the National Military Command Center, the Pentagon's war room, Miley instructed them not to take orders from anyone unless he was involved. This is like 7 days in May here, folks. No matter what you are told, you do the procedure. You do the process, and I'm part of that procedure. Then he went on around the room and made everyone swear allegiance to him, not to President Donald Trump. And it gets better. The plot thickens. As reported by Fox News, because General Milley made two secret phone calls to his counterpart in the Chinese People's Liberation Army, General Li Zhucheng is his name. The first call came on October 30th of 2020, and the second 2 days after January 6th. On January 8th, Milley assured Li that he was in charge, or lie, and wouldn't let Trump attack China. And this is what he told General Li. I want to assure you that the American government is stable and everything is going to be okay. We are not going to attack or conduct any kinetic operations against you. Then, General Li, you and I have known each other now for 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. Which is set to be released next week. It's not going to be a surprise. Now, the Speaker of the House does not have the authority, and neither does Milley. Let's understand how this government's set up in the chain of command. Because that's what the military depends on, is the chain of command for obedience to orders. The Speaker of the House does not have the authority to command the United States military. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is under the command of the Commander-in-Chief, also known as President of the United States. This was a coup to usurp President Trump's constitutional authority. This is also known, ladies and gentlemen, as treason. It's extra treasonous because Milley colluded with our enemies in communist China. Many are speculating that Bob Woodward is exaggerating what happened. I don't think so. But he does have the transcripts. The Pentagon has... The Pentagon, let me just finish this. The Pentagon has more or less confirmed the series of events, admitting that Milley reviewed nuclear launch procedures following a phone call from Nancy Pelosi. Now, many are speculating that this is coming out now to distract from Milley's piss-poor handling of Afghanistan, but generally speaking, you don't use treason as a diversion from non-criminal incompetence. Roger, holy mackerel.
It went further than that because, again, everybody just looks at what's behind door number one. Nothing this complicated only has one door. Please, everybody understand that. There's at least three doors. What's behind door number two? An election had just happened, and Trump and everybody else in the country, including a lot of Democrats, immediately knew that the election had been stolen. Immediately knew that something was wrong. Immediately knew that this was not a constitutionally compliant election. They knew this. And if Trump had enough backing, what would he do? This is the reason that Nancy stepped up, her and Schumer both. They both stepped up to get together with, Milley. I'd like to call him Milley. Anyway, get together with him and literally make sure that Trump had zero authority over the military. They wanted to neuter him. Now, was China a part of this? Of course it was. That's door number one. And I'm going to guarantee you within the next 24 to 30 to 48 hours since this broke, you're going to find out what the hell's behind door number three.
Rand Paul is calling for a court-martial, and if anything that I've ever seen in my days in the military or my knowledge of the military and its history, this guy needs to be put on trial for treason.
Absolutely. You tell the commanding general of the opposing force, not only are we not going to attack you, but or have any exercises that may threaten you, but if we do attack you or we're going to, I'm going to call and let you know. Anybody out there define treason for me? Those words right there are treason.
I would like to ask General Milley of his allegiance to the United Nations, because that's United yes. Nations trick, isn't it? Yes. To work both sides. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
By the way, Roger, it was announced by our controlled media, and I was shocked to hear this, that the little COVID exercise we've been doing for the last couple of years, the government's thrown $4 trillion at it.
Yep.
Now, what's JoJo doing? Well, he wants his $5.5 trillion budget. Think about this. We're talking $10 trillion.
$7 to $10 trillion is the estimate, the high and low end, and that's in 1 year. That's 1 year spending. That's not 3 to 5 years. That's not his first term. That's 1 year.
That's 1 year.
What that will absolutely do is that will screw up your children's life so bad, because the United States will be a nation in monetary crisis beyond anything it can recover from.
Even the CEO of Kroger, national chain, grocery store chain, came out the other day and said, look, folks, I'm here to tell you, when you come into our stores, you're gonna get sticker shock. Food inflation is going to hit, and it's going to hit hard.
It's not only going to hit hard, but it's hitting hard intentionally. It's not just the money that is causing inflation. It's also the fact that the food that you eat on a regular basis and that we eat as a society has literally, these farmers have been paid to plow their crops under, to literally destroy them and not regrow them. And they were paid 1.5 times what they normally get for their crop. And they weren't given much option on this. They were pretty much coerced into doing it. What you're looking at right now is a lot more of our foods coming across the southern border and the northern border and in on ships, and a lot less of it, although we were the breadbasket of the entire planet at one point, a lot less of it, just like our energy independence, is going bye-bye. So what you're going to see by the time fall starts to roll into winter is not only are the prices going up, but you're probably already seeing this now. The bare shelves ought to remind you of images, especially if you're a baby boomer, of Russian and Soviet grocery store empty shelves on a constant basis. This is exactly where we're headed. Farmers all across the country have literally been coerced into plowing their crops under, and they're being given a premium for it, but they're not being given much choice. Again, what we're looking at is not just a simple thing like Joe Bob is crazy and he needs to go. It's not just a simple thing like we've got a crazy general who's committing treason and he's got to go. It's not just a simple thing. And let's go to the vaccines again, okay? We are at a point where we are seeing more doctors and nurses just fed up and walking away simply because they understand at this point, COVID is not killing the vast majority of people going into the hospital. It's the vaccines. And this is not a joke.
I was, hold on here. You're straying. I was getting around to making a point here.
Okay.
Do you remember when our financial crisis, banking crisis of 2008, do you remember Portugal telling the bank customers over there that this isn't really your money and we might have to take your money out of your account? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, this is just recent, and this has to do with JoJo, and this has got me a little bit worried here. This is... I hope I'm wrong about this. Major bank here sent out to their customers as a community bank. We want our customers to know the facts, especially when it relates to concerning developments around public policy that exposes your financial privacy. The Biden administration has proposed requiring that all community banks and other financial institutions to report to the IRS on all deposits and withdrawals through business and personal accounts worth more than $600, regardless of tax liability. This indiscriminate comprehensive bank account reporting to the IRS can soon be enacted in Congress and will create an unacceptable invasion of our privacy for our customers. We work for our customers and our community, not the IRS. Join in telling us Congress that proposed the IRS bank account profiling is intrusive, indiscriminate for our customers. Now, again, why do they need to know what is who and what? What is in those bank accounts? What did they do March 9th, 1933, Roger?
I don't know. Right now I'm drawing.
Well, that's
when 1933 was that's when we went bankrupt.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared the country bankrupt and confiscated it, made it illegal for anybody to hold gold. They literally walked into the banks, went into the safety deposit boxes, and removed your property from your bank deposit box. And then demanded holders of gold out there that they turn it in because it's illegal to own. I'm looking at this. This is going to give them all information. If they did it with this one bank, I guarantee you they're going to do it to all banks. And when you come down to it, Ron McDonald knew this as well. That toxic currency doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the bank. Those physical bills belong to the bank. And they consider it their property, not yours. Let's take the break. We'll be back in three. Roger Landry is my guest today.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central. Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. Well, have they counted the votes out in California yet, Roger? Roger, take your mute off. Calling Roger. Come in, Roger.
Okay, there let me try go. This again.
Okay. I knew that's what
Gavin Newsom is supposedly won, and supposedly rather handily, but again, what they're seeing is that there are a lot of irregularities that need to be addressed. But he's taking a football and running with it, of course. Screw the rest of it. It's not going to mean anything. They'll find a way to bury it.
Well, here is...
They took a presidential election. What the hell? They'll take a governor's election. Believe me, they will.
Yeah. Here is a short clip on somebody that was actually filming CNN.
Million votes, 2.3 million votes as of right now. Now, there's still 48% of the vote to come in, John King. But as of right now, if I were Governor Newsom, I would be feeling
2.25.
I would be thinking, number one, you're going to complete your term. And number two, Governor Newsom made this campaign in the end about Larry Elder.
The guy is actually showing the vote physically being flipped on the screen.
Texas on COVID. If your Keep Newsom number stays anywhere close to that,
1.874. Where did they go?
California to continue those policies, which will be a national debate heading into the 2020.
It was more
400,000 votes just disappeared.
It was actually more than that.
Governor's race this year. So
yep.
Careful.
Right before, same damn thing that they did to Trump. Same exact thing. It has happened again. Oh, no, no. The Democrats will tell you we have the most secure voting in the world. Roger, don't believe your lying eyes.
Can I ask a question to everybody out there? And I hope I'm not trending off the path again. I seem to have a habit of that today. But when I was growing up, Democrat Party was considered a very patriotic party. When I was growing up, when the Democrats ran in an election against the Republicans, they were all friends. They had different ideas. They had different paths. But these were friends. They were both patriotic. They both believed in the Constitution and the United States, whether you were Democrat or whether you were Republican. Today, we are looking at a party which absolutely wishes to tear down everything that makes us American. Robert E. Lee's statue taken down today. Almost every single leader in this country has either been considered or classified as racist or some form of horrid that has to negate them. We are looking at the absolute destruction of a republic, and it's not being done by the Republicans. They're just the ones who aren't, they're pretending to put up a little bit of fuss about it. But what we are seeing is a party that is swung so far to the left that the communists are jealous. This is the Democratic Party today. Anybody out there that's a baby boomer or even a millennial, do you remember ever seeing this much socialism all the way across the spectrum to Marxism in the United States? And if they have their way, your masks, the variations of all of these diseases, the economy, the whole nine yards, when they're done, when this great reset happens, these Democrats will be running your life. No, 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 no. Not suggesting, not offering, running your life. And you know what? You're giving it all to them on a silver platter. We either stand up right about now and tell them, you work for us, we don't work for you, or make sure you get in practice of being down on one knee with your hand out so they can give you any scraps you may need to survive.
The Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah. Who killed the Kennedys? After all, it was you and me. Kennedy was a Democrat.
Yes.
And only Texas could kill a Democrat like Kennedy.
Yeah.
This state has been rotten in its politics for a number of years. And here we have a president that told the American people, I'm going to give you guys a break out there. He said this publicly and then ordered the Treasury to print $5 billion in United States notes, not Federal Reserve notes, United States notes. Ordered the Treasury to do that. The Treasury handles the coinage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I saw their internal audit for the Fed Reserve, the latest one. Their currency, the folding money, folks, that they just devalued again by floating too much of that crap out in the marketplace. We are losing the standard for the dollar. Countries are dropping it worldwide. They don't care anymore because they're part of the agenda to destroy this country. So who cares if we add another $10 trillion to the deficit in a year? It's not going to matter because the reset, the globalists and their bankers are going to do the reset. Their funny money.
You will own their funny nothing.
Their funny money system has run its course. It has run its course. They cannot continue with this without it just falling apart on its own and them losing control. This is part of the Great Reset. The COVID-19 was part of the Great Reset. The banking crisis of 2008 is part of the Great Reset. They have been working on this for a number of years. And the only thing that once the markets crash, Roger, the only thing that's going to be different is financial institutions would be shut down. We'll be standing here, ready to do whatever we're going to do in the next minute, the next 5 minutes, the next 5 days, the next 5 years. Everything is still going to be in place for people to work and produce and pay taxes, but that's all going to be stopped. The infrastructure will be there. It will be frozen like that tsunami wave that I've been talking about. And they're going to do their reset, okay? Oh, yeah, they're going to do that. Revalue the dollar and other currencies around the world. Roger, if good people within our own government do not step up and start talking openly, like Kennedy did to the people. Now, there's a Democrat in 1963 that came out and told the people, look, I'm going to give you a break. I'm going to give you money that carries no interest. And then on November 22nd, 1963, Texas splattered Kennedy's brains all over Dealey Plaza. Jeez, my head is hurting, Roger. My head is splitting. These clowns are getting ready to destroy the world's economies.
You will own nothing, and you will be happy. This is exactly the word they're putting out. There is too much responsibility with ownership. There's things you have to do. There's things you have to organize. There's, oh my God, come on. Why be bothered with that? And again, you and I have discussed this before. We discussed the Chinese social point system, which basically means that if you do everything that the government tells you to do because they are your benefactor, then you will get the maximum amount of points. But let's say you don't go down and get your booster shot, which you're supposed to get every 3 months. Instead of having 1,000 points that month, now you're down to 750, which means you can't afford to do something, whether it's order certain food. You even need social points to take your dog for a walk. So where we are headed, and this social point system is already in its infancy in California, in some of the big cities. So don't say it's a joke. It's absolutely happening. What John is waving in the air is something everybody needs to grab a hold of because he's so spot on. It's insane. If we don't step up right now and say something, then a disease, and John mentioned a lot of things are a part of this reset, but one of the biggest components, the component that allowed them to get away with 90% of what they've gotten away with, is COVID-19, and we still don't know the repercussions of the vaccination. But I'm going to tell you this. From something that's never been isolated, something they cannot prove, oh, actually, there's another country where they have been sued to prove that COVID-19 actually exists, and the country won't be able to do it. So here we again, we stack another one onto it.
Wait, Roger?
Yes.
Yeah, something that you had brought up in a previous show. A friend of mine sent me this on One America News. There's a story they're reporting on a new credit card monitors on carbon footprint. United Nations teamed up with MasterCard, and they put it so, in other words, if you buy too much gasoline for the month, they're going to cut you off. It monitors your CO2 budget. What are they what are they calling that in China?
This is social point system is what I'm talking about.
Yep.
It's your social credit score.
Well, and this, of course,
that's your money.
Yeah. Well, and of course, I responded back to him, it's carbon credits.
Yes.
That's JoJo getting us back into the Paris Accords. And people still, a lot of people to this day, do not understand what Trump did when he said, no, we're not going to join that 2030 Paris Accord climate crap. We're not going to do it. JoJo is doing it stealthily.
Why people are going, well, yeah, but that's good for the... Let me explain to you why it might be good for the planet, okay, on some weird warped fashion, and why it's so bad for the United States. China is the biggest polluter on the planet. Right next to them comes India. The United States, believe it or not, is way down that list. But the United States gets penalized in energy production, coal production, the whole nine yards. We are literally under so much restriction in those accords. It's insane. Do you want to know who gets hardly any restrictions at all? Gee, that would be China and India, who are the two biggest polluters on the freaking planet. But they get a pass. Just like you are going to be mandated, if you work for a company that has over 100 employees, you're going to be mandated to get a vaccine. Except nobody in Congress, nobody in the Senate, none of their worker bees, none of their assistants, they're all exempt. They don't have to get it. Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me you work for Nancy Pelosi so you can't pass a germ on? What is going on, people? What the hell is going on? The politicians and the people that work for them are exempt from a mandatory vaccine that's going to save the world.
Go ahead and say it. You're talking about a government that has gone rogue and turned treasonous against its own people. And this just isn't
show that way.
This right. just isn't an election cycle foible.
No.
Oh, no, we're not going to correct that by the next nope. election. This is out in the open tyranny in your face in America today.
Yes. And you and I have been talking about this since I started doing shows with you. And vindication doesn't feel good. It really doesn't. Being vindicated simply means that more people are awake and maybe less people will be impacted in a negative fashion than if nobody had listened. But anybody who thinks that people like John and I feel good because everything God. We said is happening, hell no!
I had a conversation, a phone conversation earlier today, and I said that exact same thing. You knew me when? Back in the 90s. We were forming the militias because the government was coming for the guns. And we had a bunch of other information to go along with that, with all the unconstitutional things that have been pulled over, the wool been pulled over the American people's eyes. Hell, they've been staring at it for over 100 years, and that's the funny money system. It ain't constitutional, and it's not backed by anything, and it's a private corporation for profit that has been running this damn country for 8 years, 110 years, whatever the hell it was. And I said, you know, there were lonely days when I was getting looks, oh, you're some kind of crackpot. Oh, you're a conspiracy nut. Everything that I talked about has come true. And then some. Everything. And you're right. It's not a vindication. I'm not proud of the fact, well, I was right and you were wrong. Hell, I wish with every fiber of my being that I was wrong.
Yep.
But I'm not.
No. And you and I have tried very, and again, we can't blame everybody. We can't. We live in a country that would make the propaganda wars in Europe in the last century, okay, would make them look like child's play. Our children are only taught what they are supposed to be taught by those who pull the strings. Our young adults go to colleges where self-professed Marxist professors teach them how to hate their country. This is not a joke. It's an absolute fact.
They're teaching they're teaching our children that in public schools.
I know, but it gets even worse in college. And then now they go to work for corporations that realize that if they want money from the government, which more and more of them are subsisting on, if they want more money from the government, what they have to do is they have to be woke, which means you need to be vaccinated and you need to follow every edict that comes down from the government or you're not going to have a job.
Not just in this country, Roger. If you take a
look
at
the planet,
if you take a look at the rollout of electric vehicles, Ford is doing it. Volvo has already said by 2025, we're going to replace most of our fleet with electric cars, not hybrids, electric cars. By 2030, we will not be producing. And 2030, what are we talking about here, folks? 8-9 years? By 2030, we're not going to be producing any internal combustion engined cars. And they're all doing it. They're all lining up for their carbon credits and making the deals and whatever else.
Absolutely.
This has been pre-planned, folks, and I swear to God, Roger, I'm telling you, when I get
it's
to the
about absolute control.
When I get to the point where I'm about ready to go off on a 50-year-old woman, I know that my grip is starting to loosen too much for self-control.
And that's when you go off on a vacation.
But it ain't going to get me out. It ain't going to get me out of this. It's just going to remove me from the in-your-face problems. My mind never stops.
Leave a little stress off for a week. Just bleed a little stress off. And then when you come back, it'll be much easier to laugh at the idiots than it is right now.
Oh, no, and then I can explode with a clear conscience. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, gentlemen. I was just going to bring up the UN with Milley. I believe Obama, in his last term, turned us over to the UN, and he had the head of the military go into Congress and tell them they no longer took orders from them. So I don't know if that was ever reversed by Trump.
I was not. Well, wait a minute, John. Do we have record of that?
You can look for it. It's what Obama did. He was the Secretary of Defense or he had some position with the UN during his presidency, which was illegal.
John, please do me a favor. Yes. If you can find that information, send it over to me.
That's unconstitutional, and if he did do that, okay, and it was passed by Congress,
skip the court,
and the American people don't know it, that's treason also.
Skip the court, Marshal. Just line them up against the wall.
Yep.
Would you like...
I agree. Hello?
Yeah.
I agree with you there. And as far as this mandate thing, I'm going to be challenging an issue here in Antrim County. With masks, I talked with Ralph Winterroad, and he gave me a lot of information in regards to the Federal Register, and if it's not in there, they cannot order anything.
I have been looking at Michigan from afar, and your Gretchen Whitmer has all the counties, I think, save one in Michigan, of record COVID-19 cases active right now. What a load of horse manure.
Well, it's cases. It has nothing to do with... They're also giving the flu shot. I have signs everywhere to get the flu shot. But
what's that, Roger?
If what's going on right now, okay, if someone dies and they have received the vaccine, listen to me, this is the CDC. They have changed the way they're counting COVID deaths or COVID vaccine deaths. If you receive the vaccine and you die, if you die within 14 days, it wasn't the COVID vaccine. After 14 days, they will count it as the COVID vaccine. Since most of these people who get the shot usually drop dead within a couple of hours to a couple of days, none of them are being counted as COVID deaths. None of them by the CDC. You want to talk about tyranny? Here's another shovelful.
But here again, here is another institution that's been paraded around as being a government institution, like Federal Trade Commission or the Food and Drug Administration or the CDC. Most people in America, 99% of Americans, believe that these are government entities, and they are not. Just like their stupid bank system, it's created for profit, privately owned and privately run.
Yes. And you're lied to believing that they are government agencies. I'm sorry, caller. Please go on.
No, that's all right, Roger. But Ralph gave me some really good guidance to address this issue up here, because someone on a commissioner who's on the health board decided that the children need masks. So I have to do some presentation to find out to let them know where their authority lies. But back in the 90s, I addressed a school board with a small print at the very bottom of their newsletter stating that everyone had to be vaccinated. It was law to come to school. Well, in the bottom it said, and if you have a waiver, you don't need it. But it's such, I have to use a magnifying glass to see it. And a county nurse was in the audience when I was trying to present this change in these lettering so that people could know that they don't have to vaccinate. And she said, well, it's a law. So I asked her,
Where's the law?
Back in my office.
She said,
well, it's not a law. It's a mandate. And if you look up Webster's mandate, it's a command. And I said, what does that mean? And she says, well, if there isn't 95% vaccination in the schools, then they start taking away the funding. And I said, well, that sounds like the children's health is really important here. And so these mandates, the terms have to be really explained to people, and the mandate is just a command. And if it's illegal or unconstitutional, or if, and as Ralph told me, if it's not in the Federal Register, they do not have any authority.
It's being challenged across. There's 28 state governors right now who are saying this is a load of crap. Okay, and you have no idea how many mayors, how many county commissioners.
But, Roger, let's expound on that point. They're all saying, oh, well, no, you have freedom to take it. We cannot mandate you to take it, and that's our position. But you can take it if you want to. Rather than these governors standing up, looking at the data that we've been looking at and going, not one more person in this state is going to get vaccinated with this poison because it is killing people. That's what's missing.
I agree with you, but at the same time, if they're going to say anything at all and it's only one thing, at least let them say it's my choice.
You have the choice to be uninformed and to do an action that may end your life.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, well, in America, you're free to be stupid. Well,
thank you for your time. And again, folks, if their mandates are not laws. And Roger and Ralph said, go to the National Register and you'll see exactly what their powers are. And they don't have powers.
You're right.
There's a
lot. That's why
of...
they're going to these big companies and having them do it.
Well, they don't have it either. They're liable. The lawyers are telling them to do that because they don't want. But then the lawyers are. Who's liable then? anyways, I've got outside noise. It's someone's got to be responsible for this. And if it's not, if it's not legal, then we'll just have to wait and see what happens, the outcome. But anyways, God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let me take another call here. Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hi.
And your guest, I'm sorry, I apologize because I can't remember his name, but he's a regular, I know.
Roger.
I apologize to you there, buddy.
Okay, we're running out of time. Get to your point.
Okay, yeah, I got a couple of things I wanted to tell you. I think I was listening to your show yesterday or the day before, and you mentioned that you had broken out in some strange hives.
Yes.
And you were taking Benadryl.
Yes.
That is one of the symptoms of being, around one of these people that have been vaccinated.
I have already consulted with my registered nurse that sometimes plays a doctor on air. You know the irony behind this one, Charlie? He was cutting down a yucca plant, and he did not know this, but he's allergic to the juice in the yucca plant, and he broke out in hives and had to get out the calamine lotion. That thought had already occurred to me, Charlie. But there are other symptoms that go along with that, and I display none of the other symptoms.
Could I hang on? Because I did want to make a comment about.
All right, Roger, can you stick around a few more minutes? Because I rarely take. What?
I have another call in about 2 minutes. I'll stick around.
I knew you were going to say that if I didn't say anything.
Okay.
That's how well I know you.
I can't stay too long. I can't.
Well, we'll discuss what too long is in the next hour. Just don't sweat it, my friend. We'll take the break here. Top of the hour. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And my extended guest is one Roger Landry. See, I'm going to make up for the next Wednesday I'm not going to have you on.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.